keep walking, keep on your toes, and don't stop talking about freedom. Begin knowing lies to be learned, and lies to be knowing about people. Got to teach them, sit and write down, man, you got to teach them about freedom. Got to win it, got to put yourself smack dab in it.
In any civilized society, you do not see massacres continue to happen from Tucson to Aurora to Columbine to Virginia Tech to where we are now in Newtown to Chicago, and you keep the same laws when clearly they're not working.
What happens when the criminal goes to knives, Al?
Then you deal with that. The job of society is to deal with whatever problem confronts you.
And now, buckle up for the fastest hour in radio. The Dave Weinbaum Show is on the air.
And when they get rid of the knives, the spoons, and the forks, they're going after your free speech. Hi, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm here fresh from Florida, Fort Lauderdale, where I spent about 5 or 6 days. I can't remember. I lost a day somewhere. But anyways, I'm here, and I'm back, and I'm happy to be back, even though it's a little colder here than it was down there. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Dave, how are you?
Good. I'm good,
good
pal.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. I miss you. Not really, but, you know, I thought about you at times.
Right.
Anyways, we have the attack now on our Second Amendment rights is in full throttle. Senator Dianne Feinstein has now acted upon the 23 executive orders by President Obama and has written a bill that will stifle the manufacture of tons of weapons, including handguns. This is the woman that said at one time, you know, I go around armed. I'm paraphrasing here. But I have a concealed weapon, and I think she took over at one point as the mayor of San Francisco back in the 70s when the previous mayor was assassinated. She was proud of the fact that she took a gun. She visited her husband in the hospital, walked there, and was determined to say, you know what, if you're going to take me out, I'm going to take you out too. This is the same Dianne Feinstein who's now going after our Second Amendment rights. What do they not understand about infringement? What do they not understand about it should not be infringed? In the Second Amendment itself, the language itself says that this is infringement. And as a reaction, many sheriffs across the United States of America are out there saying we will refuse to enforce any law that infringes upon the Second Amendment. Now, if you have comments on this, and I know some of you think about this at times, the number is 364-0800 or
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Okay, now look, we had a problem last week with people calling twice. One called three times. Stop it. Just call once, please, because other people complained to me after the show and said, we tried to get through and couldn't get through, okay? Now, I love all the callers, believe me. I love callers because I would rather play off a caller than sit here and dictate stuff to you guys, all right? Because you're not dumb, and you've got things on your mind that I might not have thought about, and you've got things that I might not know the truth of, or you might have something to add. I've always been that way, and I think it works well in this type of a setup because it gives you a chance to vent your spleen, and it gives me a chance to respond, and that way I can still get out what I prepared, because generally we're thinking along the same lines. So like I say, if you want to call, Call 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
But make it a single call, and as like we said, as old Cub fans, there's always next week. Right, Lee?
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So anyways, it's coming, guys. It's coming. The attack on the Second Amendment is on the floor of the Senate right now. Write your senators. Write your congressmen. Call them. You can find out the 2112. Google the number and call them and let them know what you think. Boy, I'll tell you what, this is going to get ugly. It is ugly already. It's shameful. All right. I was in Florida for 5 days. This is actually what I'm calling is my old relative tour. Previously, I went to Chicago. I visited with Cousin Tommy, who's 86 years old. Well, I upped it this time because I went to see Cousin Dave Gerstein, who is almost 96 years old. All right? And the guy is in great shape. I mean, he walks with a cane, but other than that, he walks a mile every day. Let me tell you about Cousin Dave. His parents came over from the old country, which was Russia. And his father was my grandmother's brother. All right, so that's how we're related. So he, when he was born, he was born in 1917, and his father was already in his 50s when he was born. So he had older brothers who have passed away a long time ago. When he was 6 years old, his mother died, and on her deathbed said, "David, I don't know what's to become of you," because he had no money, he had nothing. 6 years old, he starts to work. He goes and cleans offices for people, all right? He did that for a couple years. And then around the age of 8 or 9, somebody decided to open up a delivery service in the streets of Chicago. So he and a bunch of other little kids ran deliveries all around town. That business went out, and at age 12, he started his own delivery business. Age 12, he's got people working for him, and he's got a checkbook. And he's paying him, and he's running a business. Age 12, okay? Nothing, no backing, no nothing. His father had a retail store, didn't have a pot to piss in, all right? But Dave went out there and did this on his own at age 12, and from that time on, he got a huge trucking company and has been retired for about 30 years. And still goes out. He dances a couple nights a week. I called him up on Monday. "Hey, I'm in town. Can I come see you tonight?" He says, "No, we got a party." You know, he says, "Come Tuesday." So I came Tuesday. We went out to a P.F. Chang's and had dinner, him and his girlfriend. And he says, you know, you're coming back tomorrow night, right?" And he says, "Next time you come to Florida, you got to stay." Well, you know, I can't stay in his house because how am I going to get lucky with women, as Lee says, you know, if I'm going to stay with my 96-year-old cousin. But he is, he knows now that he is going to listen to the show on the iPod, on iTunes, which is on DaveWeinbaum.com, WEINBAUM. In fact, I had him listening to one. He's going to hear this. So, David, if you're hearing me, and Patsy, love you guys. Thank you so much for buying me dinner. I appreciate it, and I'll be back. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. You, because you were the first caller, you are going to be set up Matt Tatea style with your own girlfriend that's probably a fraud. Anyways, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm a female, and I'm not interested in any of those.
All right, well, look at your guy. You know, it's gender, you know, specific.
Very happy. Thank you.
What's your name?
I have a question to ask you.
Is this Hillary
Clinton? Yes, sir.
How about that? That's not bad. I have voice recognition in my brain. This is Steel Bill Lynn.
Such a genius. I wanted to ask you, Hillary Clinton spoke before the Senate, but I didn't know that she also spoke before the House of Representatives, which I was just told when I just called Washington a few minutes ago that later in the afternoon she was questioned by the House of Representatives. Nothing was heard. We didn't hear anything about if anybody nailed her to the fence post with questions so that she could give us truthful answers. Do you know anything about what turned out when they questioned her?
I watched the Senate testimony, almost all of it, and I believe I was doing something else, like I think I was probably getting a massage and a facial. by then. But no, I don't know what she said to the House. I do know most of the stuff that went on in the Senate, and especially her answer to Senator, I believe it was Johnson, when she says, you know, I don't care why it happened or when it happened or who did it. Well, we want to find who did it and incarcerate them and try them. Well, isn't that the purpose of the hearings, to find out why, when, where, so it doesn't happen again? What else are you there for goodness sakes? Don't you want to prevent this from happening again, Madam Secretary? Well, yeah, I guess, but don't you need to find out who did it, why they did it, and how they did it?
Nobody nailed her down. Nobody got in. Well, she totally manipulated them just like we were nothing but ping pong balls.
It's a tough way to do it, because not one Democrat asked a good question, and they get equal time. Okay. And the one guy that nailed it was Senator Paul. Not Ron Paul, his son. What's his name?
Rand Paul.
He nailed it by saying to her, you know, if I was president and this had gone on your watch and you did not see the cables that were being sent begging for more security, I would have relieved you of your post. Now, this is setting up the presidential race, possibly, of 2016 between Rand Paul and Hillary Clinton. So that was a moment you're going to be seeing again and again and again, I believe.
Well, I was just curious if you could get the inside scoop on some things, and I just thought maybe you might have found out what if anybody had any courage to speak out to her and nail her down, but nobody seemed to. Huh?
Well, there was a few that had courage. Were they effective? No. I mean, you'd think with the amount of lawyers these guys have on their staff, they know how to cross-examine these people, okay? But that being said, they only get a couple of minutes, and then it's on to somebody else. They are limited by time. It's very difficult to do in that kind of a setting, so I understand that somewhat. So she got away with it. We still know very little more than we did before the hearings. All we know is that, I'll tell you what we do know. We know they're trying to blame the funding, lack of funding for security. Yeah, it's garbage. Months ago, they had the head of the funding for security on the embassies. They asked her point blank, did this happen because there was a lack of funds for security? She said, absolutely not. This is from the State Department. You know, now, pretty soon they're going to be blaming it on that famous earthquake. You know, Bush's fault. So that's it. Anyways, Lynn, you have a great weekend. Thank you so much for the call. And if you want to call Joe, it's 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Funding, you know, that is so lame. That shows you these guys are hiding stuff, all right, Lee? They're hiding stuff. I mean, we still don't know why these guys were denied the access to our military. For goodness sakes, who doesn't know that thing had that embassy in Benghazi had a big hole in the wall from previous attacks? They all knew it was a danger point. Right now, everybody's pulling out of Libya because it's so dangerous. This, now, you got to speculate as to what's happening. You know, they're all saying, well, we defeated Al-Qaeda. You know, well, it's not true. Okay, that was the lie right up until Election Day, and they've been hiding this. Al-Qaeda moved. Bin Laden urged them to get out of town, and they did. They went to Northern Africa, and that's where they're based now. You've got a big confrontation in Mali, and you've got huge Islamist factors in Egypt, where we're sending 20 F-16s and 200 tanks. We're sending stuff to those guys who claim that they want to kill every Jew that they want. Of course, this deal was made under Mubarak, who held a 30-year peace with Israel. And our present administration, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, arranged for the Islamists to take over from guys like Mubarak, who were, yeah, they were dictators, but these guys are worse. They hate Americans, they hate Israel, they hate Jews, they hate Christians. All right? And so now this is what we got. If you want to call the show, 364 0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
We're going to take a little break. I know in the last show, the Morning Mayor show, they talked about women in combat. If you want to comment on that, you call me. We got Super Bowl coming up. We've got children of Islam practicing how to be preachers in Islam, or muftas. And, oh, man, you got to go see that on my website, DaveWeinbaum.com. We're going to take a break. This is KTKR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Being away from home for whatever reason can sometimes be a bit uncomfortable. The Rustic Motel in Rolla wants to be your home away from home. With their special and affordable rates starting at just $35.99 for a single, to their weekly rates as low as $169.95, and special amenities like free Wi-Fi, cable with HBO, microwaves and refrigerators in every room, you are sure to find the comfort you need. At the Rustic Motel, you will always be treated like family in their home. The Rustic Motel, located on South Bishop next to Sonic in Rolla, or call 573-364-6900. McDonald's is serving up the flavorful goodness you love with their grilled onion cheddar burger. A juicy 100% beef patty topped with caramelized onions and a smooth, melty white cheddar cheese. And it's available on the dollar menu. Try the steak and egg burritos, a savory breakfast, two for just $3. And the McRib is still available for a limited time. So hurry into your local area McDonald's today before they're gone. With locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and two in Rolla. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Are you looking for a locally owned full-service quarry during the winter? Then Melrose Quarry is your locally owned full-service quarry. Melrose will be fully operational throughout the winter months to better serve their customers. Melrose Quarry is MoDOT-approved aggregate for state work, and deliveries are available. Melrose Quarry is the only locally owned quarry in Rolla and can be reached at 573-364-9101. That's 364-9101 for your friends at Melrose Quarry.
Good Friday morning, everyone. The weekend is upon us, and it's not looking too bad. Certainly warmer than we saw yesterday. Clouds around this morning will likely give way to at least partial sunshine by later in the morning or into the afternoon. Our high temps will make the low 40s today. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Low temps not too bad, only in the upper 20s. Saturday, we should have decent sunshine until late in the day. Our highs in the mid to upper 40s. A shot at rain comes in Saturday night into Sunday with highs in the 40s. I'm KY3 Storm Team meteorologist Brandon Beck for Results Radio.
Your weather update brought to you by Rolla Diamond and Gold Exchange on Kings Highway, your one-stop local destination guaranteed to always pay top dollar for all your gold and silver.
And so now let's talk about the Democrats. People wonder why we operate on government by deadline. It's because Harry Reid has made the cynical move of not passing a budget through the United States Senate over the past several years. It's deeply cynical because a budget shows what your priorities are. Harry Reid doesn't want the American people to know what the Senate Democrats' priorities are, so they just don't pass budgets. Now, what usually happens is you have a budget every year. The Senate passes their budget. The House passes their budget. They go to conference. We all saw I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. I'm living here on Capitol Hill. Harry Reid, obviously, he was like in chicken fights or something. Well, that was going on. He missed that. The Senate has been negligent for the past several years. And that's why we have this government by deadline, because Democrats in the Senate will not pass a budget.
And Harry Reid has threatened the Republicans about 30 hours ago that if they don't cave in on the filibuster issue and give up the right to filibuster, he's going to do something bad to them. I don't know what that is. What more can you do to them? You know, come on, guys. Get a backbone, for goodness sakes. Anyhow, back to the Dave Weinbaum Show. And, you know, we got a Super Bowl coming up. Some great football games over, when was it, Sunday? I actually stayed in my hotel room and watched those suckers. Oh, my God, were those good games. Weren't they? Didn't you think?
Yeah, they were good games.
Yeah. All right, well, don't fall out of your chair in excitement, you know. Gee, you're a sports guy, and I thought you'd be...
No, they were great.
All right, so who's going to win the Super Bowl? You got
I like San Francisco.
Kaepernick and their defense against Flacco and Oher, who was the subject of the movie Blindside.
Right.
What an interesting story that is, and he's still out there, and he's now playing in... is this his first Super Bowl? Because didn't Baltimore play in another Super Bowl?
Yes, they did, but that was back in 2000. The only remaining member of that particular roster is Ray Lewis.
That's right. Well, that's going to be quite a game, I think. But, you know, sometimes these games leading up to it are great, and then all of a sudden you got a slaughter or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who wants to watch somebody win 45-0 in a Super Bowl? You know, it's not fun, because all you got then is the chips and the booze. Anyhow, you know, Notre Dame and Alabama, their recruiting is there's going to be a big difference now, because in Alabama, Did you see McCarran's girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that Brent Musburger brought to the attention of the nation. And by the way, she owes Brent Musburger a lot of money. Since then, she's been signed with Donald Trump. She's got all these other things she's going to do. Mm-hmm. She's going to get modeling gigs. And that's all because Brent Musburger pointed out how gorgeous this gal was and how lucky was, the quarterback McCarran was. So what do you got a Notre Dame sign? You got Matt Tatui, whatever his name is.
Matt Taiteo.
That guy. Who's a great middle linebacker, one of the greatest I mean, he was a Heisman Trophy nominee.
Right.
He could have won the best football player award in the country. And he's got this girlfriend that he thinks is a girlfriend. Apparently he was fooled. They set him up. Mm-hmm. He'd never seen the gal and claimed he was in love with her. And they actually pulled a scam at him that she died and just before the game with Alabama, apparently. And he continued with the lie a little bit. I don't know whether he's telling the truth or not. Is he telling the truth, Lee?
Well, he's 22 years old.
Yeah, and he's just a kid.
He's a kid.
And they're picking on him and stuff. That's not right. So so Lee Burr now is going to get an agency where they can supply you with imaginary girlfriends to anyone, and then you could have the same feelings that we all have with real relationships. Isn't that right, Lee?
Well, that Alabama girlfriend of the quarterback, she was a former Miss Alabama, by the way.
Yeah, all right. Well, okay.
She's got some credentials of her own.
She's got some creds, but nothing like she's going to get now. I mean, okay, now she might have done this on her own, and she is gorgeous, there's no doubt about it. She might have got this on her own, but where was she working at, like Taco Bell or something? No, she was working at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, was she?
Okay, yeah, and I don't imagine she was doing much more than, you know, I don't know. I don't think she was a manager or anything, but.
I don't know about all that, but you're right. Brent Musburger certainly put her on the map.
Boy, she owes him, I'll tell you what.
Very beautiful.
So, you know, us older guys, you know, we know how to help you guys. So mm-hmm. I want to point that out to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you saying now, for? You're married. You stay out of this conversation.
I'm an older guy, though.
Well, that's mm-hmm. very true. Anyways, my website is daveweinbaum.com. By the way, if you want to call the show, 364-0800. Did I scare away my callers now when I said you could only call once?
I have.
Okay, well, I apologize, but, you know, I mean, here it is. You got last week, and you had the phones ringing off the hook.
Right.
And one guy called three times, and, you know, then I said, don't do this. You know, call me once, call me next week. Apparently, they expended all their questions last week, but you know what? I don't care. I've got plenty of material here. By the way, my website is daveweinbaum.com, W-E-I-N-B-A-U-M. And I have a new column that I'm sure you'll like to comment about. It's another Lincoln column for those of you who like Lincoln, but it's about Lincoln versus Obama. What would happen if Lincoln today would have run against Obama? Who would have won? All right? And why? And I've got a lot of reasons in there. And it's sort of like based on the fantasy fight between Muhammad Ali and Rocky Marciano. Are you familiar with those little fantasy contests?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they take statistics and, you know, they analyze their styles and stuff like that, and then they come up with computer predictions on who would win.
Sure.
Yeah. So that should be pretty interesting. And it's on daveweinbaum.com, W-E-I-N-B-A-U-M. And, you know, I'm on Facebook, and all of a sudden I get a message from a guy who wants to be my friend on Facebook. It's John Voight. Now, you know who John Voight is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. John Voight is an actor, and he's got kind of a cute daughter, Angelina Jolie.
Uh-huh.
So I wrote back, and I said, John, can I get a date with your daughter? Because she's dating. She's with some numbnuts. You know, I don't know what his name is. Pitt? Something like that.
Didn't they get married? I thought they got married.
No, I don't think so. So she's not officially married. But she is good looking. A complete nut, but she is good looking. You know, why should my life change anyways? And I want to also point out that on my website, I've got a gal named Candace Lanier who has been contacting me every day for the last 2 years. And she's cute as a button. Mm. So she's got my picture on her website, and she actually headlines my stuff sometimes on her website, as she did the other day. And I take stuff from her website, put it on my website, and I've got her picture. So take a look at her, because she is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. And she's 24 years old, and here I am, an old man, trying to make the career of this woman. So we'll see. Me and Brett Musburger, you know. Us old guys, you know, we got pretty good taste in women, all right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Right.
Okay, so anyways, you want to call the show, it's 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Okay, our Swift boat hero, John Kerry.
Right.
The man who was famous for calling Americans baby killers and for blaming U.S. soldiers for killing families in Iraq is now going to be our Secretary of State. Isn't that neat? Okay? Isn't that fun? Now, here's a guy you're worried about, Mitt Romney. I know Rush was talking about this the other day. He's got Mitt Romney's supposedly worth about $150 million. This guy's worth about $250 million. And he didn't earn any of it, from what I gather. He inherited it from his wife, Teresa Heinz, who, you know, Heinz Ketchup, famous, who inherited it from her father, I believe. But, you know, is there going to be any stink because this guy is wealthy, Lee? Like there was over Romney, who earned his money?
No,
there won't be any stink. No. Why is that? Because the press in this country is so ridiculously pro-Obama and so ridiculously anti-conservative. It's amazing. Hi there, we have a caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Laura.
Hey, Dolores, how you doing, dear?
Pretty good.
Good.
Hey, Teresa Heinz, it was her husband. She married Heinz, and he died. And he technically, from what I understand, was a conservative. So, you know, every time he sees some of the money that Kerry spends, he's probably rolling over in his grave.
So she hated him. Is that what you're saying? She hated him, and now she rebelled, and she married a...
liberal.
Jeez, this guy's... I don't understand why John McCain is in love with this guy. What's wrong with him? Come on. I know he's a war hero and everything, but what kind of judgment... I like John McCain as a person and love the fact of what he did in our service, but he has to be the dumbest, you know what, I've ever seen. It's incredible how dumb he is.
Well, with the Hillary show, oh, my God, it's like I had it on just doing work around here, and they're like, oh, thank you, Hillary. You
know, well, McCain did it. I have to say this. He did a pretty good job of questioning her.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. But,
and it might make a difference to the families who lost their loved ones. You know, what difference does it make? It makes a lot of difference to them.
Absolutely. Yeah, it makes a difference to them. And she's talking about how, she was hugging. She was crying. I was out there hugging the families. Well, according to one of the families, he said she was the biggest phony he ever saw. You know? So,
it was
all right.
Bad.
Hey, listen, Dolores, you have a great... Do not call me back, dear. I love you, but do not call me back. I have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Bill from Rolla.
Hey, Bill.
And, Dave, I'll tell you, when I was in the middle 60s, the first time I was able to vote, I did a lot of research on the Republicans, Democrats, John Birch, society, all that stuff. And because I had never done anything like this before, and I wanted to be sure I was well informed, I bought a book that was called None Dare Call It Treason. And in that book, there was an article in there about the United States providing, I can't even remember what kind of fighter planes it was back then, but they were providing these fighter planes to some country, I think it was in the Middle East, might have been Egypt or whatever. And if we had to go to battle with them, we would be going to battle with them in a more outdated airplane than what we gave them. So I just find that kind of interesting that it's almost like deja vu or something like that. So I just thought I'd throw that out.
With our current day deliveries to Egypt? Is that what you're saying? That we're given, you're just saying that we arm countries for years and years and years. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, what I'm saying is it's just... I found it disturbing back in the 60s that the United States government was giving these airplanes to whatever country was the bad guys over in the Middle East, and we would have to go up against them with our older fleet, you know.
Yeah.
And it just kind of sounds like a repeat of history, you know.
It could be. Could well be. Well, thanks for your contribution to the show. I appreciate it, Bill, and you have a great weekend. And if you want to be a star on the Dave Weinbaum Show, just like Bill here, The number is 364-0800 or...
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
All right, and speaking of Israel, you got Bibi Netanyahu got reelected to office. And like the rabbi from last week, or 2 weeks ago, Rabbi Rothschild, who, by the way, wrote me a nice letter on my last column about Lincoln, which was the majesty or the magistry of Lincoln. I forget what it was. If you were on my website, you'd know, because I have to bring my own computer now to go on my website, don't I? Anyways, he wrote a very nice letter about that column, and he thought that Lincoln thought of himself. Lincoln's best friend was Jewish, and he thought Lincoln had himself thought he had Jewish heritage somehow. So isn't that interesting? All right. No, not really. I was talking about something, and I talked myself right out of remembering it, but you know what? Us professionals, like me, being in this radio show now for well over 5 years, we just press on, don't we, Lee?
Yes, we do.
Just press on, you know, working on my 6th year here at the Dave Weinbaum Show and getting paid accordingly, absolutely nothing. Anyway, but you know what? You know, the payment is in the information that I deliver, and the people that like to listen to me, even the ones that don't like me, okay, get something out of listening to me, even if it's like, oh, that rotten so-and-so. Okay, but at least they're thinking about stuff. Wouldn't you think, Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Would you press the button, please? Don't chew gum at the same time, though. I don't want you falling out of your chair again.
Okay.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Diane from Waynesville.
Hi, Diane. What's going on?
Well, you know, I just think it's so odd how the Democrats, when it's something that's on their agenda, on their little list of things to do this year to the American people, they jump on it full force. So I am guessing that the budget is not on their agenda, and they don't give a damn if we ever have one, because they want to make sure they spend all the money and take all your guns. They don't want to make it to where you have the option to keep your guns, and they fix the country.
Well, here's an update on this. Now, the Republicans listened to Charles Krauthammer, who I write with on the Jewish World Review, and he suggested that the Republicans play small ball a little bit, and instead of threatening to shut down the government, that they offer up to raise the debt ceiling, and only Congress can do this now, if the Senate, the Democratic-run Senate, will come up with a budget. And the indications are is that the Senate is going to do this. They're going to agree to this. And what they're going to do, apparently, is they're going to shove a bunch of more tax increases on this country. So, finally, maybe they'll show their hand a little bit.
And, you know, I also heard that Geithner is using, to run the country right now, the Federal Employees Pension Fund, although that's not out there in the media.
Well, it could well be. By the way, this is... you should pay a little bit more respect to Geithner, because he is leaving today. He's going to take the next 3 months to figure out his taxes, so to speak. So thank you for the call. And if you want to call the show, it's 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Okay, if you go, I was talking about Bibi being, that's what I wanted to talk about. I talked about the rabbi, and I got a little bit... taken away from my thought, and as Lee is now taken away from answering the phone, apparently, because he's working on something that's beyond this show. Anyways, I'll get to you in just a minute, but Bibi has been elected again. That's Benjamin Netanyahu, who Barack Obama commented upon that he just doesn't know how to govern his own country. And Bibi retorted, you know what, I can take care of Israel. You worry about the United States. There is not a good relationship there. The Jews in Israel understand Barack Obama, don't like him. The Jews here, not so much. We don't get it. I get it. They don't. And I try to talk to them, and just even my brilliant cousin Dave, who I'm saying to him, you know, he's saying to me, well, you pay a couple of extra percent in taxes. I says, that has nothing to do with it. Right now, he's raised taxes on the middle class. Am I wrong? Lee, didn't they raise taxes?
No, you're right.
Okay, well, he says I'm wrong. And I says, no, I'm not wrong. You know, so I got to prove it now, and I got to piss off an old man. I don't want to do that, but I'll do it. What the heck? Might keep him alive a couple more years being mad at me, you know? Hey there, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave. This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. What's happening?
Hey, how you doing this weekend?
I'm good.
Hey, I was just wanting to, over here, over in Israel, with all the expansion of the Jewish settlements.
What expansion? They're hardly expanding. They're not expanding anywhere right now. They want to. This country is preventing them from doing it. And because of that, my rabbi is telling me, he says he can't afford to buy a house there because there's no new houses to be found. And we're talking about expansion in places like Judea and Samaria, where they have the land. It's like the suburb of Jerusalem.
Okay, well, this is the thing that I was kind of thinking about over the last couple of weeks. Now, with the nation of Israel over there wanting to, I guess, more or less, as the Palestinians say, take up all of their land. Okay, now.
Whose land?
The land that the Palestinians have had for hundreds of years.
They never had the land. They never governed the land. They might have owned individual houses there, but they were never governed the land. Kevin, get your facts straight, please.
Well, it was called the land of Palestine, apparently.
It was not called the land of Palestine.
If you look in the Bible,
the Romans called it Palestine, but it had nothing to do with the present-day Palestinians, who are a made-up Arab people who came to fruition in 1967 to be a permanent thorn in Jews' rear end as a bayonet point of radical Islam. Okay.
Okay. Now, with having the nation of Israel over there and they're wanting to have this land, all right, I understand they're wanting to have their settlements and all that. But now, if they keep it, once they keep expanding out, and like I say, if Israel was to get the West Bank and the Gaza Strip down there, if they were to take that, now wouldn't they have to take the Palestinians in as citizens of Israel?
No. First of all, hold on. Let me respond. You asked me a question. I got to respond. Gaza. Israel's took control of that after the 1967 war.
Okay.
All right, and because of a unilateral peace offering by Israel, they not only did they walk out of Gaza, they dragged all the Jewish settlers, much to their dismay, the settlers' dismay that were in Gaza, dragged them out of there and brought them back to Israel. That was a peace gesture on Israel's part. What was the response? The response was to get into a forward position by the Gazans, have Hamas take over, and shoot rockets into Israel just like they've been doing for the last 10, 12 years. And this is there's no peace with them. There's none. None of them will recognize Israel as a state. There is never going to be peace there, in my estimation. Nobody can force a peace upon them. Israel has won a peace from their origin, from 1948.
I can almost agree with that to a point. But
well, okay. We read the history.
Yeah, but you know, I pretty much try to read history. I try to take facts. But what all I'm saying.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
How many Muslim states are there?
Well,
you know.
Right off the top of my head, it comes to the top of my head, would probably I'd say probably up into the 40s.
57.
Okay. Well,
how many Jewish states are there?
There's one, and that was
that's right.
By the UN.
One little sliver of land, which they, by the way, have rights to. This was given to them by none other than God.
Yeah, but
okay.
So wait a minute. You go back into Jewish text. I mean, if you want to start getting there in the theology part, the God's protection was he took his protection away from the Jewish nation.
Really, he never told us. Who told you that?
That says right in Scripture.
Well,
if you read, he never did that. If you read, yes, it does. It says in 72, when Rome come in and destroyed the library in Jerusalem, that destroyed a record of all who true Jews were.
What does that got to do with anything?
With Rome
destroyed records, that doesn't mean God participated in it. Okay.
God foretold that. When you go to the Scriptures, it tells of the nation of Israel, the record of all who true Jews.
So in other words, the Jews have no rights. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm not saying Jews don't have no
rights. All right. Well, Jerusalem has been the capital of the Jewish state for 3,300 years. Kevin, it was a great conversation. I got a commercial to do. Okay, you have a good weekend. Thank you very much, Kevin from St. James. And we're going to take a break, but if you want to call the show in a minute or two, it's 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Plenty more, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Hi, this is Matt from Matt's Steakhouse. Come pick out a good wine, enjoy a great steak, raise a glass, and celebrate with friends and family. Did you know that Missouri is home to more than 90 wineries? Our new retail wine space will feature many of these great Missouri wines. Enjoy a bottle with dinner, take a bottle home, or purchase a gift for a friend. Whatever your wine needs, we've got you covered. Stop by and see us at Matt's Steakhouse, exit 189 off of I-44, 573-364-1220.
No! Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
Sometimes you're just too busy to do the laundry, or, well, you just don't want to. Either way is fine by Forum Cleaners. Just bring them your clothes and household items, or you can drop them off at one of their easy drop locations at Studio K in St. James or Hay Shoe Store in Cuba. Forum Cleaners accepts all major credit cards, and they offer same-day cleaning, alterations, and they can clean items such as wedding gowns, band and choir uniforms, and they're also agents of Ram Leather Care of St. Louis for all your leather cleaning needs. Call Forum Cleaners today at 364-1114. And leave the cleaning to them.
Are you looking for a locally owned full-service quarry during the winter? Then Melrose Quarry is your locally owned full-service quarry. Melrose will be fully operational throughout the winter months to better serve their customers. Melrose Quarry is MoDOT approved aggregate for state work, and deliveries are available. Melrose Quarry is the only locally owned quarry in Rolla and can be reached at 573-364-9101. That's 364-9101 for your friends at Melrose Quarry. McDonald's is serving up the flavorful goodness you love with their grilled onion cheddar burger. A juicy 100% beef patty topped with caramelized onions and a smooth, melty white cheddar cheese. And it's available on the dollar menu. Try the steak and egg burritos, a savory breakfast, two for just $3. And the McRib is still available for a limited time. So hurry into your local area McDonald's today before they're gone, with locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and two in Rolla. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Think back. Remember the 1990s, the bull market, when making money seemed easy, maybe too easy? As the great stock market bubble slowly deflates, investors are being forced to relearn an old but important lesson. Making and keeping money isn't easy. It really starts with knowledge. Quite simply, investment success requires superior knowledge. But knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where we at Lindbergh Capital Management can help. As a registered investment advisor, we've spent years in a highly focused but dogged research effort to determine what works in financial markets, what doesn't, and why. When it comes to investing, we bring to bear the power of this considerable knowledge and experience. So if you're ready to work with an investment advisor that's done its homework, give us a call. That's Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. For a no-obligation appointment, take a few minutes. Call 314-416-0055. At Lindbergh Capital Management, we put our knowledge to work for you.
You know, there's been a lot of controversy surrounding the usage of the N-word in this movie. And
no, nobody, none. The word would be...
Oh, I don't want to say it.
Why not?
I don't like to say it.
Have you ever said it?
No, sir.
Try it.
I don't like to say it.
Try it.
Really? Seriously?
We're not going to have this conversation unless you say it. You want to move on to another question?
Okay, awesome. I don't want to say
it. Come on.
Will you say it?
No, that's not the same thing.
Why do you want me to
say it? They're going to bleep it when you say it on your show. Say it.
I can't say it. If I say it, we would discourse it. It won't make air.
Okay, forget it.
Okay, I'll skip it. Sorry, guys. It was a good question.
No, it wasn't.
It was a great question.
It wasn't a great question if you can't say the word.
So if he says it, that was Samuel Jackson, the actor, torturing some skinny little white reporter on saying the N-word. And so if he says it, he's fired. I think it's a jerky thing for blacks to do to white people, okay? Of course, there's nothing a black person can say to a white person that's going to get him into trouble. What word can a black use that's going to get him in trouble to a white person? Anything? They call Jews anything they want to. Whites anything they want to. Mm-hmm. It's a double standard. What are you going to do? You know, you just move on. Just move on, right, Lee? Right. That's what we're going to do. Move forward.
Right.
All right. So, Apple stock is in the toilet. okay? I mean, the thing dropped 50 points in, like, one day, and everybody's having a fit. I don't know. Is this a sign of things to come in the future? Is it going to, like, go bankrupt? I mean, it's had an up-and-down history, but according to Rush Limbaugh, the stock reported, I mean, the company reported the fourth best income in the history of the world, of any company. So how bad can it be there? All right? It's just a big sell-off and there rumors or what? I don't know. Anyways, our market is doing well. The market doesn't care about long-term decisions much, it appears. They just care about day-to-day stuff. You know, if you keep the government going for the next couple days and all that stuff, they seem to be pretty happy. Other than that, they're just, you know, they're just clueless because aren't they watching what's going on in Europe and Spain where they've got the youth there are like 50% unemployment and they're all thinking about immigrating and getting somewhere where there is jobs, which ain't going to be this country, by the way. So everybody's seeing the damage that socialism does, and now we've got a president who is not only going to double down on it, he's going to triple down on it. He's going to shove climate control upon us. He's going to try not to do the Keystone Pipeline, which will be a big step to moving us to energy independence, which is, I thought, is what we wanted. Nor is he going to support fracking, which would just, we'd be a major exporter of oil. We've got more oil, apparently, than all these countries combined in the USA. But it's just a matter of getting it. Now we have the technology to frack. That's the gather the oil in rock, and we just are going to just stay there and be the victims of foreign lands that hate us. You know, talking about giving stuff to these people, why are we giving stuff to people who hate us, Lee?
I don't know, Dave.
Oh, well, I thought you would, but I should have known better. Anyways,
how about Phil Mickelson wanting to leave California?
Phil Mickelson wants to leave California because of the taxes. Mm-hmm. He's taking it back. He's apologized now because I guess he feels guilty about the fact that they want to take about over 60% of the $60 million he earns every year. And you know what? I agree with him. Come on, 60. How much is too much? Should they be taking 90%? I don't know. Give me a break. Meanwhile, talking about golf, did you hear this about Tiger Woods? He has offered
wants to get back with his girlfriend.
Yeah, but. No, his ex-wife.
His wife.
Right. You know how much he's offered her?
$200 million.
$200 million. Mm-hmm. For $200 million, I'd marry him. I mean, come on. How bad could it be? Well, I mean, you know, barring the sex thing, but, you know, mm-hmm. That ain't going to happen, buddy. And he can't cheat. So what the heck? If he cheats, I think he's got $300 million that he has to pay. Mm. You know? Oh, man. That's, I wonder what she's going to do. I bet you she... Do you think she's going to go back with him? I bet you she does.
No.
I do. The guy's sorry, okay? And he's putting his money where his mouth is. I think he's a complete idiot because, okay, you blew it and just go on with your life, you dummy. But, you know, if he feels that remorseful, I mean, shouldn't she forgive him? Females, what do you think? Should Tiger Woods be forgiven by his ex-wife? I think her name is Alan or something. Or
Elan,
yes. Mm-hmm. And should he be forgiven? He's coming back on his knees, offering millions and millions and millions of dollars, saying, I'm so sorry. Would you forgive me? For $200 million, come on, ladies. Give me a break. Anywho, you know, last night I was in Matt's having dinner with my son. We had a nice time, as we always do. Had good meal, good food. And a waitress comes over. She had brought the check already. And, you know, I put down my credit card, and she takes the check, comes back, and puts it on the table. And she says, Cindy has said that you are not going to pay for this meal. And I said, why? She says, no, she just wants to buy you a meal. So she bought me and my son dinner last night. And she doesn't have to do that, but she says, as I came over later, that it is because every once in a while she wants to do this because she knows that I am her best customer. Mm. I like that. Don't you like that when you go into a place and they think you're their best customer.
Who's Cindy?
Cindy, Matt's wife. Cindy, you know, Cindy and Matt. They run, I mean, they own the restaurant, and they run it there. Of course, she produced about five kids, too, on the side.
Right.
But, you know, they're great people. And Matt worked for me when he was 16, by the way. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
And they're one of the sponsors on this show.
Right.
And if you want to be a sponsor on this show, it's 364-2525. Ask for Mike.
Right.
That's 364-2525. Mm. All right? So, Cindy and Matt, thank you so much for dinner last night. I do appreciate it. Now, in terms of the public unions, courts have upheld Governor Walker's limitations on public unions and what they can get. You know, public unions, we're not talking about private unions. We're talking about public unions where the people are really working for the government, and yet they have a union that they're giving money to the people in the government and then negotiating deals. Well, it's you know, you're on the same side, guys. You're working for the government. You're giving money to the government. And so how are they supposed to be honest brokers representing taxpayer money? Doesn't work. So Walker and the Republicans in Wisconsin, they had a big fight over this. They legislated it. They had big protests. They had unions take over the state capitol. And they had lawsuits against it. And they've just been upheld several times. So while the Republicans right now are weak, they're weak on a national front. They're very strong statewide. A lot of these states have become right-to-work states. The unions are losing people left and right. And these states that turn into right-to-work states, their unemployment is skyrocketing. They're getting rid of all their big deficits. They're starting to have multi-million dollars, hundreds of million dollars, sometimes billion-dollar surpluses. I think Texas, for example, I believe has a surplus of $8 billion, for goodness sakes. You know, so what's wrong? And high employment. What's wrong with this picture, Lee?
I don't know.
Sitting there with his mouth full of candy or whatever. What are you eating now?
Combos.
Okay. All righty. Well, we talked about women in combat. And, you know, I don't know. I guess the people, some of the men in the armed forces don't like it. And they claim that, well, you know, women are just not as big as a man. They're not able to do the heavy lifting that a man would do. And I don't know. I guess there's, I mean, if they qualify, then I guess they can, if they have to qualify the same way. Don't they?
You would think.
I would think. Now, if you want to have, if you're saying that a woman who doesn't have to qualify or has different qualifications is supposed to do the same job as a man, it's not going to work. But that being said, we now have women in combat roles, and Israel has been doing it for an awful long time, as you know. Did you know about that, Lee?
Yes.
Israel participates. I've got a cousin over there who spent a lot of time in the military. She recently got married, and Israel has always maintained, I think from day one, women in combat roles. And it seems to work for them. They don't have any problem with it. Why we have a problem with it in this country, I'm not exactly sure. But that's life.
Well, we tend to overanalyze, I think.
Yes. All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Didn't have a lot of callers. I hope I had a lot of listeners. And don't forget to go to DaveWeinbaum.com. I got some great stuff in there. I got a great ad on Glocks. That's a handgun for you, those of you in Branson. And other great stuff. I got my new column up. I'd like you to comment on it. And you can always look at Candace Lanier and tell me what you think of her. Anyways, watch you guys. You know, there's a thing about Lou Holtz. It was whining about this country is done and I'm giving up and all that. Don't give up, guys. Like Barack Obama says, get even. Anyways, Dave Weinbaum, you have a great week. I'll be here next week. Thank you very much.
Mid-Missouri's information source is News Radio KTTR-FM St. James Rolla, KTTR-AM Rolla.